Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Lamed Vav, and we are in the fifth parak here, parak ben Oshuach, and we will start with Lamed Hayam Abayz. We will start with the Mishnah. But right before that, just one ha'ara from the previous lines. The Gemara had a machlokes. The Mishnah had a machlokes toward the end of the Mishnah, again at the beginning of the parak, about persaos, another type of fig, and there was a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about whether they have the special din of, if they blossom during Shemitah, do they come out in the following year? That was what the Tanakhama said. I'm sorry, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Harpo shalahen shviya shalom otsoi shviya. So it takes them a year. It takes them 2 years. So what if they blossom during Shemitah, the ones that come out with the fruit? Again, according to most remember, Chanata was a very early stage, according to the most Rishonim. So it comes out in the following year. And they said to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Only Bnei Shuach has this special din. So what's that machlokas about? What is that machlokas about just in Mitzias? What exactly is the... is there realities? They said to her, to Rabbi Yehuda, but you live in Tveria, and they imcha b'Tveria. I shouldn't say you live. Look at Tveria, and they come out that year. L'shanachas. And he said to them, but you're in Sipori, and they come out 2 years. So what's that machlokas about? So we mentioned from the Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah, the Shagasari's commentary on Rosh Hashanah is the Turi Evan. He has Gvura Sari and Turi Evan, each on three different mesechtas in Moed. But he's most known for the Shagas Aryeh. But there, he talks about the machlokas is, there is both. Devada ika parcel sho'osos levan l'shana kahani de Tveria. There are those that take that year, like the ones in Tveria. And there are those that take 2 years, like the ones in Sipori. And the machlokas, the question is, what if you have one stama? Lodech l'guela b'stama. Ikusi o yisrael chashud mocher parcios bashuk b'mozoi shviyas. You get some in the year after Shemitah. Vein yadua. Im hein me osos l'bei shanim. And that's the machlokas, whether which rove, right? Rabbi Yehuda savar sheruban osos lebeishanim vazlina basaruba. Most have the 2 year type, and you go after the rove for shvius noig bahen. Rabbanan savri ruban osos l'shana achas. You still have the question of, it still sounds like machlokas, and it sounds like a machlokas in Mitzias. Sounds like, well, which is the rove? You follow the rove. So it still has to be explained what exactly is the machlokas. Must be maybe if there's a certain type of development that happens and you're not sure like how to categorize it. That's how we always try to make the machlokas. Okay, but you have Tveria and Tzipori here. So Tveria and Tzipori also come up, I mentioned, in a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesed Beis, 118b. The Gemara there has the Yehei Chelki Gemara. Yehei Chelki, where all of Tanoim say, I want my chelik to be with blank. So Yehei Chelki, who do I want to be with in Olam Haba? Rabbi Yossi says, Yehei Chelki me ochle shalosh su'udos b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, I want my chelik to be with those who eat three meals on Shabbos. But the Marsha says, each of these, there's some, people are in Zahir in any of, on these. That's why the Gemara has to say that, Yehei Chelki with these people who are Zahir, right? Because even in those days, Shalosh Shudos was difficult for some people, right, in the winter. So I want my chelik to be with them. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki mi gomre halel b'chol yom. I want my chelik to be with those who finish halel every day. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Doesn't the Gemara say elsewhere that if you say halel every day, you're a blasphemer? Hareza Macharev and Magadev, ki kamrinan, b'psukei de Zimra. Psukei de Zimra. So what are people not nisar in? Shalosh Shudos and Psukei de Zimra. So far we're two for two, right? That the, what we have to work on. So Psukei de Zimra, people who are take careful, yeah, I could do the old, come late, Baruch Shabar Ashri Ishtabach, the first halacha that many people learn. But, yeah, one has to be careful. Rabbi Yossi, and the third one for sure, Yechel, Chelki, Mimispalim, Dumdume Chama. Right? May my Chelik be with those who daven with the Dimdume Chama. What does that mean? Vasikin, and the like. Okay, we have a whole list. So if you skip a couple, the Gemara Rabbi Yossi says, "I'm Rabbi Yossi. Yechelki mi machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria u'mimotziei Shabbos b'Tzipori. I want to be with those who start Shabbos in Tveria and finish Shabbos in Tzipori." Right. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Mi machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria v'breishehi amuka, because Tveria is very low down next to the water. U'machsheches mi bod yom. It gets darker earlier. They don't have a luach." Or even if they do, maybe you go by what it is. It gets darker earlier. Visvurit shachashcha, Rashi says, they think that it got dark. and therefore they have to start Shabbos earlier. Umi motzie Shabbos b'tzipori. Motzoi Shabbos, you want to end Shabbos in Tzipori. She yosheves berosh ahar, because that's on the mountain. Uba'ocha chamashokas nirei sham or gadol. Even as the sun is setting very low, it's still light there. And therefore they have to keep Shabbos till later. Uma'achrin latzeis, and therefore they are ma'acher, they have it late. So that's what the long Shabbos. Right, they say that try to remember who it is. One of the achronim on Siddur, I'm forgetting the name, the Yisod V'Shorash HaVoda. That's what it is. Yisod V'Shorash HaVoda discusses, we know that Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. There's a respite, right? And that's why by Shabbos Mincha we say Tzidkas Chatzedek, or Matzdik the Din, that the doors are going to be open again soon. And Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter then. But the question is, so whose Vanim do they hold, you know, for Shabbos up there? When is the respite over? So he says, it depends what your Zmanim were in Olam Hazeh. You know, whatever your Zvanim or in Olam Hazeh, that's the Zvanim you're going to get. You held Rabbeinu Tam here? Okay, you could hold Rabbeinu Tam there too. You hold a very fast man? So that's the very fast man. So it's all whatever, they're going to check our schedules that during this world. Anyway, so Machnisi Shabbat Zvariya. So the punch up shot, does that just mean Mishum Safik? Does that just mean Mishum Safik? Even if I have a calendar, I'm not sure. No, if I don't have a calendar, I don't know. So if it gets dark, I have to do my best. Right, the Shubas Hadeshin has a tshuva, quoted Shulchan Aruch. What if the whole Tzibur thought it was dark and they were Makabel Shabbos, but then all of a sudden they realized it was just cloudy and the sun came out again? What do you do? Where you, we said a Birch Bracha Levatala, but that is the Pashit Pshat of the Gemara. If you look at Rav Nevenzal, Rav Nevenzal quotes in his Sefer on Yom Kippur, in the second half of Sefer Yom Kippur, it came out right after Rav Shlomo Zalman was Nifter. See, the last 50 pages are all about Rav Shlomo Zalman. And he says, when I went to Rav Shlomo Zalman for the last time, he gave me two psakim. Two psakim. One of them is famous. Pam achrona shezochisi liyos et slow et small afrei shavua, a week ago, et achin alu shnei dvarim lachumra. Two chumras. He has many kulas, but he has two chumras. Number one, the crockpot shaila. The crockpot shaila, that's known, that he says regarding crockpots, he got to lift it up, he thinks it's hatmana. That was one of the shailas that he came, and he was umaod ka'av l'rav. It hurt him very much that he was going to have to give this chumra, that Klal Yisrael were going to listen, he got to raise the pot. Shenelat lozi chumra bitachas yado, v'lasar es hashimush b'sir b'shabas, b'shem b'sir hatmana. Aval hu lo ra derech l'tosi, b'du small. He thought it was usher. Number two, and then he says, The following case. Anigar Bishipule Harova Hayudi. I live in the Jewish quarter in the old city. Bimakom Namuch Yachasit Karov Lakota Lama Aravi. And I live pretty low, next to the Kotel. Kaksha Miba Erev Lubesi Nitzeves Giva. Matai Tzorach Laskel Lushbar Shabbos. Im Lafia Shkia Kvishi Nires Mibesi. Do you go by Shkia from my house? Vaza Shkia Mukdamas Yosef. It'll be much earlier. If you go by, because I'm low on the mountain, he says. O kafisha shkia haisaniris lule osagiva. Or do you go by, had the mountain across from me, wouldn't be there, so then I would be able to have the sun. So what do you do? So Rav Zevenzal says, yesh lach shosh l'chumra. Quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman. Sha'agar b'makam namuch, zvan ashkia l'gabav matchil muktam yoser. Da'adavar lo hayabara lo, he wasn't clear about it. Aval pazak sheish lachosh l'ze bazel l'chumra b'tinei Shabbos, taras ha'mishpacha, v'chein l'ni brismila, v'chadoma. So I heard many kulas from him, but I also had some chumras, Rav Nevenzal says. But where does that come from? He doesn't explain it here, he doesn't go into it, but it comes from this Gemara. About the Tzipori and Tveria. That's not the only pshat of the Gemara, one should be aware. If you look at Reb Kiva Eger here, Gilyon HaShas, usually Reb Kiva Eger is just a couple of words, he quotes a Tosfos and then says Sorachian, that he got to figure out exactly what he means. Or sometimes he says, Hashem Ya'ir Einai. Some say that's worse of a question, some say it's less of a question, every time he uses a different phrase. But here, the Gilyon HaShas, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, look at Rabbeinu Yonah Brachos, he gives a different pshat to this whole Gemara. Look at times. He says, they were just very mockmen about Kavod Shabbos. In Tveria, they used to, in the days of old, they basically deodorize clothing after you make a shirt. So they used to burn spices under the shirt, so the smell would go into the shirt. That's what they talk about, Mugmar. Remember Mugmar from Abrachas. So in Tveria, they used to do that on Erev Shabbos so that they go into Shabbos with a great smell. They used to do that. B'nei Kavod Shabbos, Yerichu Reach Tov. U'bitzibori, in Tzipori, they used to do that in Motzi Shabbos. Lukavod Shabbos. right? Because like pesamim, like you were very sad and upset that Shabbos left, so they both did it l'kavod Shabbos. But one did it on Friday, and one did it on Motzei Shabbos. She amari not saar she ish lemi anefesh yisera shoyle mishabbos viata bepredas haShabbos sricha lemugmar lariach reach tov like pesamim ukein zekasev ha'aguda. So that's what the Gilan Hashas quotes. So he's saying, I want to be with those who have a lot of kavod Shabbos. I'm going to do it times. But it's a different shot of what they used to do in Tzipori and Tveria. And then he quotes the Tshuva of the Rumigash, who talks about times. Either way, this is the finishing up Tveria and Tzipori in that right before the Mishnah. So we continue now, Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah. Luf, we get to talk about Luf today. Remember we had a couple of weeks ago, we had a lot about Egyptian beans. So today we have Luf. Luf is a type of onion. In the onion family, says the Mara Fulda, min mimine bitsalim shiragilin litzbon ba'aretz. What's important about this? Remember they didn't have refrigeration in the days of old. So what they do, they put things back in the ground to keep it cool. So if you have onions and you're putting them back in the ground during Shemitah, but that's how you grow onions too. You put an onion in the ground and the bulb stays there and then it grows. So it kind of looks like you're planting onions. So what do? If you want to just put your onions in the ground after you did a big shopping and you want to just keep it there for the next couple of days? So hatomein es aluf b'shvius, if somebody is hiding, hatmana, we just spoke about hatmana, right? The insulation of Shabbos, but hatomein, if you're hiding, you're putting your luf in the ground during Shemitah. So Rebbeir says you have to do a certain minimum amount at one time so that people don't think that you are planting. If you do a lot in one spot, that's not the normal way of planting, so that's mutter. So what do you do? Rebbeir Omer, lo yifchos misasayim. Yeah, you can't have less than satayim, which is 12 kav. Ad gove shlosha tvachim. 3 tvachim high. Got to put all these in the ground. V'tefach afar al gabav, and at least a tefach on top. At least a tefach on top of the onions. Meaning if it was planted it, then you wouldn't have that. So that's why all of this shows that you're just doing it for storage. V'chachamim omrim, lo yifchos me'arbaz kavin, you can have less than 4 kav. Right, a little more makel in that regard. The Remeir said 12, they say 4. Ad gova tefach, that's at least a tefach high. V'tefach avar agabav, and that we agree, a tefach above it. V'tomno b'makom drisa sa'adam. And you got to put it in a place where people might walk on, or people will probably walk on, so it doesn't grow. Right, kidei, the Mara Folda, kidei shalo yitzmach. Right, you don't want it to grow, and the halacha like the chachamim, that's also an important factor. So again, you got to put a lot at once, put it with a tefach above, and in a place where it's not going to grow. Continuing, luf sha'avar alav shviyas. If you have a luf, it grew, and now it is motzoi shviyas. Right, because it stays in the ground a lot. See the Mara Folda, shumiskayim zman meruba be'eretz b'mechubar, and you're not sure if this is from Shemitah, if there's Shemitah leaves that are mixed up. Right, look at the Pnei Moshe for a minute. V'nichnas l'shminis, v'hu nizra kodim shviyas, it was planted beforehand, v'aprisha lo gadol toch tachas aretz, v'ala nirin ala aretz. Now you have leaves there and you're not sure whether there is Shemitah sanctity to what you have in the ground. So luf shavar l'shviyas, what this vision is going to refer to, we haven't really spoken about yet, and that is biur. Biur. So part of Kedusha Shvius, the Kedusha Peir Shvius, is that at a certain time in the towards the end of the year or the following year, it's the Zman HaBiur. What is that? The Torah tells us, Adinda Araisa, once the fruit is no longer available to the animals out there in the wild, then I have to do something to those same fruit that are in my house. That's biur. I have to destroy it from my house, like biur chametz, biur perishvius. I have to destroy it from my house. Right? What do you exactly have to do? That depends on a girsa. A girsa. Big difference in the word of the girsa of the Mishnah later on, but it's machlokas Rambam Ramban. Rambam Ramban, rive it. The Rambam says, you know what you have to do? You have to burn it. You have to destroy your perishvius. You have to treat it with kedusha up until a point, but once the time for biur comes, burn it, destroy it. That's the Rambam based on the Girsa. The Rambam in Hilcha Shvita and Perek Zion. Hayilo Peres Berubin Mechalkan Mazon Shalashudas Kolechad Vechad. Vasel Lechal Achar Bir. You cannot eat it after Bior. Bein Laniim, Bein Lashirim. Poor, rich. After the time for Bior, again, once it's no longer available out there, you have to destroy it. V'imlo matzah ochlin b'shas ha-bir. If you don't find people to eat it at the time that the beer is coming, soreif ba'esh, o mashlich liyam, o ma'abed b'chol davar ha-shem ma'abed. Wow. The Rambam says, you must destroy it. We don't pass like this Rambam. Right? We pass like the Ramban. The Ramban in Vayikra says, you know what beer means? Mafkir. You have to destroy it from your house by making it ownerless. By making it ownerless. Again, it depends on the girsa later on in the Mishnah, but that's what most Rishonim say. You have to be mafkir it and put it outside. And that's why many times some people have a Shemitah wine and it says the time. So what do? You put it outside for a couple of minutes and you're mafkir it, and then a little while later you can take it back in. But Ramban says, V'inyano, Shiachala haperos acharzman mi beso. You destroy it and remove it from your house. Lehaf kiran. To be mafkir, v'hu beer of shviya, shiskira chacham and b'chol makom. V'ein ha'inyin, says the Ramban. And who knows if this is l'shitaso, because he holds that it's a mitzvah to eat peir shviyas. So if it's a mitzvah, you can say it becomes destroyed, you destroy it? Maybe. V'ein ha'inyin, shia peir s'achar z'man ha'biyor, asurin ba'ano v'achila. It's not that it becomes asur. V'ye mechuyev la'abdam. V'lo manu chachamim b'mishnah. Look at the end of Meseches Temura, where you have the list of the nisrafin and the nikbarin. It's not there. It doesn't say anywhere peir shviyas yefter z'man ha'biyor. And it's against the Rambam. So, machlokas, the Ravid says there are two stages. Ravid says first there's a stage of hefker, and then later on there's a stage of destruction. Okay, so with that background, remember a biur that we just learned about now. Says the Mishnah. So I have this luf, these onions that I'm not sure if there it has kedusha shviyas or not. So lufshavar lav shviyas Rabbi Lezer Omer im liktu aniyim es alav liktu. If the aniyim have already gone through the whole field, and you could assume that everything that was during shmita the aniyim already got liktu, that they got, and therefore all the shviyas leaves are gone. You could assume, and anything you have left is just eighth year, right, or first year shmita leaves. If the aniyim went through during shmita, they got everything that was growing then. If you don't have to worry about anything. V'im lav, but if the aniyim didn't, then you got to figure it out. Yasa cheshben em aniyim. You have to do a cheshben. You have to figure out how many of these leaves are shmita leaves, and whatever, and these are edible leaves, and whatever leaves would belong to shmita, you got to give to the aniyim. You got to give that money or leaves to the aniyim. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, a little different. Omer im lakto aniyim es alav lakto. That's far as the same. If the aniyim already went through and got everything they're supposed to get, then fine. V'im lav, and if not, and therefore there's some leaves in here of Shemitah. So what the Tanakh Rabbi Eliezer said, okay, you got to figure out how to give that to the aniyim. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Keep it. Ein laniyim imo cheshben. The aniyim don't have a cheshben with you. What does that mean? So this is going to be a machlokas later on, which the Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to talk about, and that is, what do you do with, let's see, according to the Ramban, that you have fruit that you were mafkir, who is allowed to take it after you are mafkir it? Machlokas tanoim there. Only the poor, or could even the rich take it? Meaning the balabais himself could take it. That's a machlokas tanoim there, and the Gemara is going to say that this is the exact same machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says it's got to go to the poor. And therefore, if you realize that you have some leaves that belong to Shemitah, so you got to give it to the poor. Well, Rabbi Yeshua says no. If you are mafkir it, then you can take it back yourself. And therefore, there is no need to give it to the aniyim. The Mefarshim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, and earlier, the Rosh and other Rishonim wonder, one second, leaves, we learned this back in the Egyptian bean sugyas, if you remember, leaves are considered vegetables in terms of the edible leaves. So that should go after Lakita. That should go after Lakita. Remember, fruit go after Chanata, and some of those kidneys went after Hashrasha. Right, because remember we said they blossom at different times, they grow at different times. So if you don't go after Ashrasha, it's going to be too confusing. But here the leaves go after Lakita. So what do you mean? It's after Shemitah now, and you're picking these leaves. So it should be post Shviyas. You should have to figure out what exactly has kedusha and what doesn't. So the Rishonim here discussed the Rav Chaim Kanievsky discusses it, but the Rosh on our Mishnah says it must be Vim Tomar. He says V'habi Yerek Azlidim. The Rosh is the Rosh Bishas, right? One of the classic Mefarshim on the inside of the Mishnayos, Zerah Mishnayos, at the Rosh and the Ram. The Rashi Shas of the Rambam. So he asks here, V'im Tomer Ba B'Yerek Azlina Basar L'Kita Bein Linyan Shvias Ben Linyan Meiser. So V'im Kain Hai Luf Denilkat B'Shminis Ein Olav Torah Shvias. There's no Kedusha. So what's the whole discussion here? You have leaves that are still in the ground and you're picking them now, so it doesn't, it should be like a vegetable. So V'yesh Lomer, it must be that it's not growing and you never touched it before. This must be the case in the Mishnah. V'yesh Lomer de Masnisan Mairi Kagon de Akruhu Im Alav Bisov Shvias. Towards the end of Shemitah, you already uprooted these loofs, these onions. V'akruhu Bima Arofos Kedino. And you uprooted it with the proper instruments, like the Mishnah is going to say. Vehini chubim kamo. And after you ripped it up, you have no place to put it in your house. You left it on the ground. You ripped it up, you left it on the ground. And then it rained, and as it was on the ground, it started taking root again. That's the issue. Vechazar venishrash. Vehosif gidulin bishminis. And the gidulin, and it grew more. So the original is Shemitah, but then it grew more, and the Gidulim are Shminis. So you got to figure out what the Aniyim get. Got to figure out what the Aniyim get in that case. A little tricky in that case, though, because we learned earlier, and it comes up in Maseches Nedarim, that if you have Gidulim that are Mutter, and the original that's Usser, if you have so much Gidulim, it could be Marbe al Ha'ikir Umavatlo. Right, it can be mevatel. You have a little thing that was usser or a kedusha, and then it grows more. So then the gidule heter are mevatel the isser. That's the question here that Rav Chaim Gnievsky asks. Right. So you should say the whole thing is mutter anyway. You should have to do a cheshbon. You should have to do a cheshbon. So he says what you have to say is Gemara at the end of Maseches Beitza. Bittel applies by yisurim. Bittel doesn't apply by dine mamonis. Right, what happens if I steal some money from my friend and then I put it into my large box of money? I was mevatel the guy's money, and I could keep it all. There's no bittel by somebody else's money, right? There's bittel by yisurim, by statuses, but not by money. That's the Gemara and then the Beitza about the tchumen. But that is the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's hosafa and discussion about this pshat. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Luf shall, so that was about the Luf of Shvias that went into Motzai Shvias. So Luf shall Erev Shvias Shnechas L'Shvias, or in this case, the Luf of Erev Shvias that goes into Shvias. V'chein B'tzalam HaKitzonim, V'chein Po'a shall lead this. So all these things don't have Kedusha. It grew before Shvita. The problem is when you're going to take it out of the ground, it looks like you're working the land. So what do? You have to do something unusual. You have to do it in a Shinui way. Beit Shammai Omrim, Okran Osad B'ma Arofos shall Eitz. Beit Shammai said you have to use wooden tools, not metal, right? And that'll show that it is different than working the land. Beit Shammai said, "Kardumos shel mateches." No, you don't have to worry about it. You're not choshesh that it looks like avoda, right? These are it's okay. There's no chashash. Umodin, but even Beit Shammai agrees. Bepua shel tzlaos, if it's a ready rocky area, or the Maravolda says tzlaos. Right, this pua that grows between the rocks. Nobody plants there. So, you know, when you work the ground there, nobody thinks that you're gonna using that for getting ready for harisha, sha'okra, no sabba, karduma, shalmatachas. Even Beis Shammai says that you will be able to use the metal kalim in that regard. Period. Mei masai, mudra adam likach lufa mosai shviyas. So now, say after Shemitah, you go to your store, you want to buy luf. You want to make sure that the luf doesn't have any kedusha. Or is after bi'ur. Right, so how long do you have to wait till after Shemitah in order to buy luf and not be worried? Right, we have this by other areas of halacha as well. After Shabbos, how long do you have to wait? It's a concept of b'chdeisha ya'asu. Right, if a goy does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you have to wait b'chdeisha ya'asu. So there's a kosher restaurant that's owned by non-Jews, which means it can be open on Shabbos. But you know that everything they have is kosher, and is, so they make extra stuff on Shabbos afternoon because they know the Jews are going to all come out to Shabbos to, so you have to wait a certain amount of time before you go there because enough time that they could make it. But here, so how long do you have to wait so that you could assume that they do not have Kedusha? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyad, Rabbi Yehuda says Miyad right away. Why? The Bar Fol explains, even though by other vegetables, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to wait, Aser ache yaase kayotze bo luf, right? Since you have to uproot it, right? The Beis Shammai, right? You can't do it in the normal way. But Moshe Shvias lo shchiach the isura mutter miyan. He doesn't think that it made such a gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda. V'chab omrim mishayar be'achadash. V'chab say no rov. You have to wait for rov. You have to wait mishayar be'achadash. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. Some type of rov. Some type of rov. And therefore it can be mevatel the kedusha to figure out how this works with Rav Chaim, what Rav Chaim Kanievsky mentioned earlier. We'll get back to the, let's talk about rov for a minute itself. We're going to see what the Gemara says, what Mishayarbe here means, but when we say rov, we know there are two different types of rov. Two different types of rov. The Gemara talks about this, ruba de isa kaman and ruba de lesa kaman. A ruba de isa kaman is a rov that's in front of me, right? I have a piece of meat, and I know there are a certain amount of kosher stores and non-kosher stores in the town, and I found a piece of meat, I don't know where it's from. It says, Ruben de Issa, come on, it's all in front of me. I could count, right? The majority, the minority, is all in front of me, so this meat is from the rove, it's from the majority of stores. That's Ruben de Issa, come on. Ruben de Lessa, come on, is what we would call a statistical rove, right? Most women give birth after 9 months. Most babies women were impregnated by their husbands. Most people don't pay back money before the date is due, right? These are different. There are statistical roves, right? Most people buy cows for plowing and not for shechting. So all of these, you don't see the rove in front of you, but it's the statistical rove. So two different types of rove: rove with the isa kaman, rove with the lesa kaman. And the achronim talk all about how they work differently. They work differently, even though the Gemara in Chulin has a source, and they seem to similar. The Gemara has a source. How do you know you have to rove? So the Gemara asks in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, Minalan Mil Sadam Rabbanu Zil Bas Aruba Minalan Dechsiv Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Following the rove. So the Gemara says, Ruba Disa Kaman Kigon Tescha Nuyos VeSanhedrin. A rove that's in front of you, like stores or the Sanhedrin counting up the numbers. Lo Kami Boylan. That I'm not asking for a makar. Ki Kami Boylan Ruba Delesa Kaman. Right, a statistical rove. What's the makar? Go Katan Viktana. Most children grow into healthy individuals that can have children. They don't grow into Sris and Islandus. Right, so Minolan. So the Gemara goes through. How do you know Ruba de Issa Kaman, Ruba de Lessa Kaman? Ruba de Issa Kaman already is a little tricky because it gets close to the concept of Chazaka, but that's rove. Many Achronim assume that Ruba de Issa Kaman is a rove, but it's not a beer. It's not clarity for sure. Ruba de Lessa Kaman, a statistical rove, that would be beer. Again, many Achronim, the Shev Shmaitza says this. I'll read it to you from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan quotes the Shmaitza, and he explains it. V'kavanas alomar, d'beruba de lesa kaman hu betoras birur, kamo anan sadi, v'zenek revadai. You can assume 100% it's a vadai by ruba de lesa kaman. Avo kol de parish me ruba, but if it's like the stores, do I know for sure that this came from the kosher store? Eino betoras birur, elo d'gzeres akasav, leilech acharav. So this is a big discussion whether rove is considered a vadai or not. Right? This comes up in the Rishonim in Bamitzia Davav. Remember that case? I'm putting animals, sheep through the fence. I'm counting them out. 1, 2, 3. 10 is going to be Meiser Behema. Wonderful. And all of a sudden, one of the sheep that I already put through the fence, and I potered. It was number 7. I said, you're potter, you get through. All of a sudden, it got a little energetic, and it jumped back. It jumped back to the animals that were not counted yet. So what does the Mishgemara say? If it jumped back, they're all potter. They're all potter from Meiser. One guy jumped back. Asked Tosfos. But why do you say batal barov? One of them is batal barov, lifter barov, and then they're all chayiv again. Lifter baruba, v'lif chayiv okula b'maiser. Right, why don't you say that? So Tosfos has its possibilities. So why do you say they're all pater? So says the Shibukubetzes there, Bamitzia Davav, says, again, it's much quoted in the sugya of rov, the shita in Bamitzia Davav. He says, v'yesh lomar, says no, t'kiva d'chazina d'afil l'heichad yochal asur miman afshach. Pater, you always say asiri vadai velo asiri safik. It's a special din. Pesach zeres hakasif. Asiri vadai velo asiri safik. Afilu ki amrina kadarash mi rabaparish. Asiri safik mikri. So even if you would say there's this bittel barov, rov is not a vadai. It's not, it doesn't make it a vadai. That I take one, is this vadai, not the animal that jumped in? You don't know that for sure. So that's already not good enough. Where you need a din vadai, a special din by Meiser Behemav. You need asiri vadai of law, asiri safek. Rove is not going to be good enough. So this is because, again, this is Ruben de Isa, come on. Elosha Torah hitira safek zeh beisuri. Because it's said Aram Lahatos. V'nefach isra lahetra adei bitacha la'olam monafek bitcha safek asiri. That's the rush in the Shiva Gubetzes. Again, so he says, Rove is not Petoras Vadai. So again, that might only bear by Arubado Isa Kaman, because it's there. It's not the statistical Rove. Again, that's an important discussion of Rove. Okay, a little bit more. Hatomen es haluf, arkadun luf bitzalim. This is luf, one kind of onion. What about bitzalim? Amrab Yona, he luf, he bitzalim. Same thing. Amrab Yosa, mistaver bitzalim, afilopachas mikan mutter. And the Rab Yosi says, for bitzalim, not luf, probably even less than the amount in the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah says you have to plant a certain amount with a certain height. You can do even less. Why? Deen and Shafin. Because the Bitzalim are very smooth. You don't plant them all together. And if you're planting them all together, everybody's going to know that you're not doing it for planting. Luf Shavar Lav Shias V'chulu, Rabbi Yevo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. What's the machlokas about in our Mishnah? Remember, where one Tana says you have to work it out and give it to the poor. And one Tana says you could keep it. It must be the machlokas about what to do after beer. Asya Rabbi Yudah Kribal Azar, or Rabbi Yossi Kribal Yeshua, to Tadina Taman, as the Mishnah says later on. Haniyim Ochlanachar Abir, Avalo Ashirim, the Rabbi Yudah says, the Anim can eat after the beer and not the Ashirim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echananim Echan Ashirim, Ochlanachar Abir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, everybody can eat it after beer. So that machlokas, Tanoim, is the same machlokas Tanoim in our Mishnah. Just to note, the Rambam must have the Girsa in Rabbi Yossi, Echananim Echan Ashirim, Ein Ochlanachar Abir. That's the Rambam's Girsa. Right, that's why because he says it's usser. It's usser to eat after Zvan beer, so that the Rambam has that girsa. But again, that's not what Rovi showed him hold, but that is definitely a girsa that is of the Rambam. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but the Shev will continue next time in Shvius Daflamid Zion.